Matthew and Alexis Sullivan decided to relocate their Rapid City restaurant named Juniper more than a year ago. They found a new space that needed remodeling and got to work. Alexis says it's been a long year.
Anything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Choosing a contractor took a long time. Then the roof leaked. It took 4 or 5 tries to patch it up. And that stalled everything else, like the flooring and drywall. Meanwhile, the Sullivans took other jobs to provide for themselves and their 2 young kids. They finally opened their new location in March. For a fleeting few nights, the Sullivans took it all in.
We had moments in those nights where people were in the dining room enjoying each other, laughing, having a great time, enjoying their food, their company.
The Sullivans saw a year of hard work become a reality.
All these worries and all these concerns kind of went out the door. And it was really beautiful. It was nice to see something we worked so hard
We put everything in this, every dime we have into this build out and into this relocation. And our timing couldn't have been worse, that's for sure.
Their opening night came 3 days before Rapid City shut down restaurant dining rooms because of the coronavirus. The Sullivans are an extreme case, but restaurant owners everywhere face a crisis. The National Restaurant Association says the industry has lost 3 million jobs and $25 billion since March 1st. In Rapid City, Tom Johnson is CEO of the Elevate Rapid City Economic Development Partnership. He's worried about local restaurants, so he made a social media video to show curbside pickup is safe.
Curbside pickup, this gentleman's going to give me my food. You see he's remaining his proper social distance. Got his gloves on, about to sign, pick up this food, and we will go from there. You can do curbside pickup. This is not a problem at all.
That's been a popular refrain all over the country. Support local restaurants by ordering takeout and delivery. But some people wonder if it's safe. The CDC says the coronavirus is not transmitted through food. Yet experts say the virus could be transmitted on restaurant packaging, although the chance is low. Wendell Hoffman is an infectious disease specialist for Sanford Health.
I'm not aware of any evidence, as I sit here, that getting food from takeouts places one at increased risk.
Beyond safety, there's an economic dilemma. Offering takeout and delivery might keep a restaurant partially open, but at what risk? What if orders don't cover the costs? And the Sullivans wondered, what if they invested in a pickup service only to have the government ban takeout and delivery? Still, they took the leap. They're offering takeout options, including 3-course meals. They're also applying to emergency loan programs, but they're worried they won't qualify. The paperwork for one loan asks for their last 12 months of revenue. They didn't have any because they were closed. Meanwhile, Matthew says their bills are piling up.
Restaurant profit margins are already pretty much razor thin. We were never lining our pockets, that's for sure. Now it's going to be really, really difficult just to keep the lights on, but we're going to try.
To keep their costs manageable, the Sullivans are ordering enough ingredients to sell 24 two-person meals each day. They sold out the first couple of days, but orders have slowed down lately. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.